Apple News Log, Sunday, October 2nd, 2005. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Apple News Log, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcasts.com. If it's tech, it's here. Apple News Log, separating the Apple signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Apple News Log. I am your host, Adrian Bacon, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona. In this podcast, we shall be covering the news, Apple-related news, starting September 25th and going all the way through to October 1st, 2005, or more simply put, week number 40 of the year 2005. It's amazing that we've come so far. Apple News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcasts.com. And if you like any of my shows, we're always adding new tech-related podcasts. So surely you will find something you like over at Tech Podcast Network. Also, feel free to vote for us over at podcastalley.com. I've got a link up in the show notes. It'll take you straight there to place a vote for us. And if you're a new listener from Yahoo Podcasts, welcome to the show. I hope you stay subscribed. If you're a returning listener, thank you for sticking with me. And hopefully you will stay subscribed for many, many shows to come. Do feel free to show your support for me for Apple News Log over at the Yahoo Podcasts page by placing or ranking my shows. Okay, I'm still giving away the Google Gmail invites, so contact me via email or comments on the website, and I will get a Google Gmail invite out to you as soon as possible. Visit us on the web, apple.quicksurf.com. Also, you can email me, apple@quicksurf.com. Okay, for those of you who are new, over at the Tech Podcast Network, we've been running some tech roundtables, and we've been using some really great software from one of our sponsors, GoToMeeting, where we can share screens between the different presenters, and it's been working out really, really great. We've had several of these tech roundtables, and GoToMeeting is a great piece of software if you need to hold collaborative meetings where you need to look at each other's screens or share data that is on your computer and not all of you are in the same building or even in the same city. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and run one of the quick promos that we've got from GoToMeeting, and then we will get into the news. You've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days. No, you don't need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/tech roundtable. That's gotomeeting.com/tech roundtable to get your free trial now. And as always, I've got the links up if you want to try out GoToMeeting. I've got the links up in my show notes, so feel free to mosey on over to my site to get the links to go to GoToMeeting and get the free 30-day trial. Okay, starting off, on Sunday we didn't have any stories. Monday, iPod maps draw legal threats. This comes by way of Wired. Transit officials in New York and San Francisco have launched a copyright crackdown on a website offering free downloadable subway maps designed to be viewed on the iPod. iPodSubwayMaps.com is the home of iPod-sized maps of nearly 24 different transit systems around the world, from the Paris Metro to the London Underground. The site is run by New Yorker William Bright, who said he fell into transit bureaucracy crosshairs after posting a digitized copy of the New York City subway system map on August 9th. I got it on Gawker the day after it started and the site exploded, he said. So apparently he's having some trouble. Apparently the maps for the New York transit system are copyrighted. And that's what they're suing him for. So we'll see how that turns out. Tuesday, iTunes and iPod claim an index award. This is from the Macworld UK. Apple has won a prestigious index award. Held just every 4 years, the Danish event aims to recognize the world's best designs and innovations. Apple's iTunes and iPod share an award this year. These products are truly changing the way people experience their music, the organization states. So isn't that nice? They've won an award. Good for them. Next story that we've got, Apple grabs $1.2 million in a Detroit schools deal. This comes from Macworld UK. Apple has reached a $1.2 million deal with Detroit Public Schools. News of the deal leaked in August when Apple was reported to have agreed to take part in a project to launch an initiative called Detroit Digital Learning Community at Crockett High School. The learning community will be wireless, and students there will do everything, including taking notes with the equipment. It's a four-year deal, which sees the district gets about 780 laptops, as well as iPods, digital cameras, and computer software, the Detroit News claims. So this is quite an interesting snag for Apple Computer. We'll see how that works out. Next story that I've got for Tuesday. Apple is making inroads in the enterprise market. Very, very interesting. And I just hosed one of my links up. Here we go. This comes from Macworld. A recent report by market research firm IDC gives Apple high marks for its efforts in the enterprise storage and server markets. While Apple is best known for its iPod and Macintosh product lines, IDC analysts say the competition is starting to take interest in what Apple is doing in enterprise market as well. Their focus has been in a couple of key verticals, especially in markets like digital media. You can't go anywhere without having Apple in that market, IDC analyst Kelly Quinn told Mac Central. They have done a really good job of penetrating that market. Some of the scientific and technical markets are a crossover from that because of the high-powered computing aspects. So certainly an interesting deal, to say the least, on how Apple is doing. Next story, Apple is readying a significant Mac Mini update. This comes from Apple Insider. Apple Computer has begun to inform service providers of a revision to its Mac Mini desktop computer that is now expected to quietly make its debut in a matter of days. According to documents shown to Apple Insider, the revision, which will bump the low-end Mac Mini from 1.25 GHz to 1.33 GHz and the two higher-end models from 1.42 GHz to 1.5 GHz, was originally slated for release last Tuesday. Sources say Apple will continue to market the three new Mac Mini configurations at the current price points of $499, $599, and $699. All three models will ship standard with Mac OS X version 10.4.2 and include faster hard drives operating at 5400 RPM. The current Mac Minis include 4200 RPM drives. So it looks like they're bumping the hard drives up in those to the 5400 RPM notebook drives, which is kind of neat. Really wish they'd put a desktop drive in there, but I don't think they can fit it in that tiny little form factor. ZDNet News, CNetNews.com, eWeek, and Macworld all have stories on that. So, very, very interesting. iPod chief not keen on iPod and cell phone convergence. This comes from Apple Insider. Apple Senior Vice President and Executive Member, the team member John Rubinstein, does not believe in digital device convergence theories, which suggests that the iPod, cell phone, and digital camera are on a collision course with each other and a single unified device. Is there a toaster that can also brew coffee? Quipped the iPod chief during an interview with Germany's Berlin Online. Answering his own question, Rubinstein explains that no such device exists because it would not provide any benefits over an individual toaster and coffee machine. Many companies believe in the convergence theory, but I personally do not, said Rubinstein. It's important to have specialized devices. I somewhat agree with him, but it would be great if I didn't have to carry a PDA and a phone. Why can't the phone be the PDA? That's just a thought. Obviously, a music player, I would rather have a phone PDA combo and then a media player combo where I can do music, pictures, video, etc., etc., but it doesn't really have any PDA functionality. Anyway, that's just my thought on it. Oh, excuse me, it's kind of late here. So I do somewhat agree with him, but there are some things I believe are good convergences. Next story that we've got, Apple Workgroup Cluster updated. This comes from Macworld. Apple Computer on Tuesday updated its Apple Workgroup Cluster, adding several third-party applications and a new Foundry switch. The new clusters have been revamped and now start at 8 processors, the company said. The original Workgroup Cluster was a great success, according to Apple. One of the reasons the original cluster was successful is because it is an all-inclusive solution, Liz Kerr, Apple Director of Science and Technology Markets, told Mac Central. It is easy to set up and deploy, easy to manage, it has a great price, and it fits the needs of computational scientists. Okay, we'll see how well that works. All right, I've got another promotion to play, and then we'll be right back with the rest of the week's news.
Did you know that you can build a website in minutes at GoDaddy.com? You can, with Website Tonight. Just pick a website template and add your own text and graphics. That's it. Each Website Tonight account includes secure hosting, a free email account, and much more. It's the complete solution to create your very own website. And as a special offer for Tech Podcast listeners, you can take an additional $5 off of any order of $30 or more. All you have to do is enter tech code TECH4, that's T-E-C-H and the number 4, when you check out.
Yep, and it's GoDaddy.com. The next story that we've got for Wednesday, September 28th, Macromedia Cold Fusion MX7 offers Mac OS X Tiger support. I ran across this corporate media news. Macromedia Inc. today announced the availability of the Macromedia Cold Fusion MX7 updater, a free incremental release adding new platform support for Mac OS X version 10.4 Tiger and Mac OS X server 10.4 Tiger, plus updated support for Oracle 10G, Red Hat Linux AS4, Solaris 10, and IBM WebSphere 5 network deployment. Native support for Tiger owners or native support for Tiger opens up the well-known rapid development advantages of Cold Fusion to a whole new Tiger developer audience while creating an exciting new deployment option for existing Cold Fusion customers. This updater is being released alongside rapid adoption of Cold Fusion MX7 by leading establishments in a broad range of industries. Since its release in February, Cold Fusion MX7 has been rapidly adopted by thousands of organizations around the world. Organizations such as the California Department of Transportation and Bushnell Performance Optics credit the powerful new productivity-enhancing capabilities of Cold Fusion MX7 and an easy upgrade path from previous versions of Cold Fusion for their swift adoption and implementation of the solution. So, if you're a Cold Fusion user or developer, then apparently this is a good thing for you. I'm not a Cold Fusion. I do a lot of web development, but for my day job, but I'm not a Cold Fusion user or developer. So I'm not that familiar with it, even though I do use Macromedia Home Site 5 a lot. That's about it for Macromedia. Okay, Thursday, iPort introduces new freestanding iPod docks. This comes from Playlist Mag. San Clemente, California-based iPort has announced five new freestanding models of its iPort music system designed to let iPod users integrate audio and photo connectivity to their home entertainment systems and sync with iTunes. The devices start at $150 US currency and will be available starting in the fourth calendar quarter of 2005. The iPort was introduced by Sonance late last year. It's an in-wall system that lets home user theater enthusiasts plug into their iPod or plug in their iPods to their home entertainment systems, which I believe, if I remember correctly, I've previously reported on that. Earlier this year, Sonance's parent company, Dana Innovations, spun iPort off as a separate division. So that's kind of cool. It's an in-wall thing that lets you plug your iPod in and away it goes. Okay, this was a light news week. That pretty much wraps it up for this previous week in terms of news. So again, feel free to head on over to Podcast Alley or Yahoo Podcasts. I have links up to both in the show notes, and show your support. And also feel free to contact me, apple@quicksurf.com, or visit our website, apple.quicksurf.com. Leave a comment or send an email for a Google Gmail invite, and I'll get one out to you as soon as possible. I thank you for listening. Please stay subscribed. I will talk with all of you next time.